You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
The pandemic has exacerbated a problem with prescription medication. People who are losing or changing insurance may be paying more or just not filling them.
If there's a time to take the best care of yourself that you possibly can, it's now. Because we also know with the global pandemic, with coronavirus, the healthier you are, should you contract the illness going in, the better your outcome is likely to be.
Dr. Holly Phillips says she saw people at the beginning of the pandemic rationing medication because they were afraid they might run out. Now getting prescriptions has become even more of a financial hardship with the economic crisis. On top of that, insurance companies are dropping medications more now than ever. The graph you see here shows CVS Health and Express Scripts are covering fewer each year. That's according to the Drug Channels Institute. The reasons are complicated, but profits and negotiating with competing drug companies that make similar medications play a role. And there's another little known issue.
Most health plans now actually require you to use a specific network of pharmacies to fill your prescription. If you go outside of that network, your claim can be denied, and your insurer might require you to pay more in terms of copay or pay in full.
That's why it's important to check if your pharmacy is in-network for your coverage and that they haven't dropped a medication you need. Other reasons: medicines get denied coverage, pharmacies have old insurance information, or a medication was called in more than once. Even without insurance, you can still pay less. There are coupon websites like RxSaver. You could ask for a cash price. Mail orders might get you a better deal as well. Or your doctor may be able to find an alternative medication that is cheaper or covered by insurance.
Pharmacy Podcast Nation, this is Todd Urey, founder of the Pharmacy Podcast Network, living the dream, my best life. Supporting pharmacists, my favorite healthcare provider. I am your number one fan. This network is growing. We're doing some amazing things into partnerships with pharmaceutical manufacturers and the importance of a pharmacist to be there at all stages of how that medication impacts a specific disease state and the seriousness of that disease state. I am so excited to have so many of you reaching out to me about special series that we are building out. We're even doing one on sickle cell anemia and specialists within that space, advocates for the impact to patients' lives that are suffering with sickle cell. One of my favorite people in pharmacy and a friend of mine who has been a mentor to me is on with us today, and he's no stranger to the pods. Mr. Ken Sternfeld, how are you?
I am dynamite, Todd. I am absolutely dynamite. You know, every week seems to be, I don't know, is there a pandemic going on? But if you stop thinking about what's bad about it and you think about what the opportunities are for our profession and for care providers, which is who we are, it really is a very exciting time to be a pharmacist. And I'm glad to be here with you as always.
Absolutely. This episode is called Back to School, and I kind of want to jump right into that. If you don't know Ken Sternfeld, you could Google concierge pharmacist or RxVIP concierge pharmacist. Ken, you are the founder of the concierge pharmacist, and it's really a change to what the pharmacist's role is in healthcare. It's an expansion of the capabilities of a pharmacist. And then you're backing all of that up with a platform, with a payment model, with the ability to work directly with primary care. Tell us what your concept of this back to school kickoff is going to be.
Well, Todd, as a young child, and this goes back, you know, decades, prehistoric times, I enjoyed school. I mean, I thought school was fun. I loved my summers and I loved the things, but I always was looking forward to back to school because there were friends you knew, there were people who you just liked the experience. I mean, education, even though there was homework and stuff like that, and you know, sometimes you wanted to go play ball after school, and but there was always after school. School was kind of the backbone of our world. I mean, educating and being educated. So I love to go back to school. And at that time, I'm a Virgo. My birthday's in September. So I'd always got an opportunity to think about my birthday was coming in September, and the 19th, by the way, if you want to send me another mug. But you know, I wanted to, I always liked to go back to school. And now, sadly, with the COVID-19 pandemic, there are about 70 million people who are thinking about ways to go back to school safely, thinking about the education that's going to be delivered when they go back to school with social distancing and things like that. And there doesn't appear to be a solution. And there may not be a solution, but we have to try to bring everybody back in a positive way. And it starts, Todd, with the COVID testing and tracing and the social distancing, which is consistent with dealing with this pandemic. But it also leads to the fact that we need to work with our colleges of pharmacy, with our physicians. So we did a press release yesterday with Newswire, and it was simply about back to school and introducing an in-home COVID-19 testing solution that would enable the physicians in the neighborhoods that we live in and who take care of us and colleges of pharmacy to rapidly, and that's the key, and accurately test and trace their patients who are their students, who are their faculty, and to do it with ease. So we basically kind of mobilized our entire infrastructure, which includes 70, 80 PharmD candidates who we mentor every day from these colleges. So we're going to use those resources. They are brilliant. They are passionate. They want to help our industry to bring us back safely across this country to deal with the fact that we need to get back to school. I'm going to be like Rodney Dangerfield. You know, and I'm not going to jump off the diving board, but we're always educating and learning, Todd. I mean, every day I learn everything, something new every day. And education is an ongoing process. But right now we're in a mess. Don't watch the news. Don't listen to what's being, because people don't have those answers. Think about what you can do to get us back. And I focus on COVID testing, COVID tracing, and doing it for the people who I love, which are, listen, I'll start with my own alma mater, which I did and reached out to St. John's and others. We already have pharmacists looking to their alma maters, looking to their family and friends. It's all about family and friends, Todd, at the end of the day. Otherwise, what do we do? What are we as healthcare providers if we can't take care of our family and friends? I have grandchildren who my daughters are anxious. I don't want them taking Xanax, and they don't. I want them to know that from K1 to K whatever, it does include COVID testing. And there's a group of caring providers out there who are coming up with the solution. And that's what that press release was about. And I hope that you could share it in the notes section, because it's not about what I'm doing. I'm not doing anything. I just care about my family. I really do. And I want to get them back to school safely.
That's terrific. So I love the in-home testing idea and how the pharmacist can kind of be leading with that. Can you break into that a little bit so the listeners understand what you're referencing?
Sure. Like pharmacogenomics, we analyze the lab that we wanted to partner with, but it's really not the lab. The lab obviously has to be well-known, has to be have credentials. You know, we have relationships now with Quest Diagnostic and with Access DX in Texas and three or four others, because you can't always, it's like a one size doesn't fit all. The Access DX relationship in Texas, this is the group that secured the contract for the New York City COVID-19 testing contract that was put out by the state of New York and Governor Cuomo. And they secured that contract in part because of their accuracy and because of their speed to the reporting of that scenario. And it wasn't an in-home solution that they presented to New York State. But because Rick Shigaki, who is a dear friend who I've known and spoken to, he comes out of the pharmacogenomic world where we live and had continued to live for the last 4 years, Rick moved over to a senior vice president position at Access. And the first thing we spoke about, because we were always looking for in-home PGX tests. So we had the model. We just needed to change what was delivered. And we put together an in-home testing model where a pharmacist or a PharmD intern calls that patient, Outreach 101, and goes through the questions that the CDC mandates about asking those assessment questions to determine the risk of that patient for COVID-19. the standard questions we all have heard, but it's more of a risk assessment. Because if that individual is partying and going to the drugstores or the supermarkets or is out a lot, he or she is at a higher risk, obviously, than someone who is making more of an effort to do less of that and staying isolated. So the first part of it is an assessment. And that's a consultation that's done via telemedicine, telehealth. And it's a reimbursable compensation for that pharmacist, pharmacy team member who works with us, who needs to be trained how to do that, obviously. Simple training. We all know how to talk. We all know how we've done consultations our whole life. Now we're just doing it via telehealth. The next process is once that patient is vetted or identified, the pharmacist, because in every state we are able to order a test across 50 states. That was the waiver that came in, and we're utilizing that so the pharmacist can order that test based on his or her assessment from that first consultation. Doing that and getting to Access DX and with their portal and their online ordering seamlessly incorporated. Thank you to Dr. Jason Cavallina and Peter Bechtel for doing that. That's way above my pay scale. Technology and integration makes my hair hurt, Todd, but we have the team to do that. So now that test gets shipped to that patient's home. He or she doesn't have to wait online for 5 hours in Florida or 7 hours in Arizona. Maybe, you know, just, it's horrible. You get up to the top of the line, they say, I'm sorry, we're closed. Come back tomorrow. This is horrible what's going on. So in the comfort of their own home, we say we'd like to schedule when it comes in, Mary, you know, we're going to schedule another call with that pharmacist intern. We're calling them, Todd, they're concierge care coordinators, because that's really what we're doing. Doesn't matter if you're a pharmacist or a PharmD or an intern, you're a care provider. You help that patient with that test by watching them with something over telehealth called direct observed therapy, mandated by Medicare and other insurances to allow that patient to get that test done correctly. This is not a drive-through at CVS, where I took one, where they put it in a bag and you sit in your own car and you don't even, anyway, we can do it better. Doesn't matter what's happening. It's what we need to happen. We need to do better. We need to have a care provider holding that hand virtually for that patient so he or she gets the test done. Putting it back in the FedEx, back to the lab. By the time it gets back to the lab, in 48 hours, that information is on the portal that the pharmacist or the PharmD intern looks at that result and then goes to step two, which I'll take a breath now so that you could talk because it's your network.
No, this is actually the pharmacist network, but I'm just I'm the squirrel in the machine that keeps it going. And I have to get a nut, and my nut is helping pharmacists and advocating for pharmacy and this change. And this is part of the change. And you've been part of the change. You've been doing this for 5+ years and longer as the concierge pharmacist. And now we're seeing other programs popping up where people and business entrepreneurs who may be looking at it differently see an opportunity. And there have been many call outs on LinkedIn over the last 2 weeks from pharmacists saying that pharmacists have to lead the way. Well, this is the way to do it. There's a platform that's been bolted into the RxVIP concierge pharmacist model. It is ready to go. You can actually start consulting and working with primary care physicians and touching the most sick of lives and chronic condition of lives, patients that need you, the pharmacist, immediately. How do they reach out to you, Ken, to understand how this will work?
Actually, they could go to our technology partner, which is, they could go to PharmD@WellTrack1.com. And a lot of the information is there, or info@RxVIPconcierge.com, because we have partnered with Peter Bechtel and his amazing technology team. Because as you know, technology makes things scalable, the documentation, the billing, all of the things that keep us compliant and keep us regulated are handled by the WellTrack One team. So our partnership with them allows us to be scalable and to put this solution in the hand of every single care provider who wants to deliver this, because we're going to add more components to it, things like diabetes management and chronic care management. But all the bottom line is, if we open the door with COVID-19, we're opening the door to the people, the 300 million people who want to hear from us. We're not calling them like, do you want to refill your Flonase? We're calling them to say, we're here, we're pharmacists, we care, and we're here to help you with this COVID-19 situation. And Todd, the testing is ongoing, because once that risk assessment, if that patient comes back negative, hopefully, based on his or her risk assessment, they need to be scheduled for another test, because that's the protocol. That's not us trying to be COVID-19 peddlers. We're not. We never were PGX peddlers. We never will be. We are care providers. And the mandates and the Department of Health guidelines and CDC dictate that ongoing testing is the only cure and only tracking and tracing system for the COVID-19 disease. So we are perfectly aligned. As a matter of fact, on Thursday, I will be in my final interview stage with the New York State Board of Health to be a COVID-19 contact tracer supervisor to oversee the management and of the people who need to do this contact tracing. It's all about outreach. It's all about patient care. And it's right for a pharmacist right now in the palm of his or her hand.
Awesome, Ken. I love talking to you. You get me excited, and it always makes for a good day after talking with you. Hope you feel the same way when you're listening to this. If you want to learn more, please look at our show notes. There will be some links there, email addresses there to get in touch with Ken and the RxVIP concierge pharmacist team. We believe in you, Ken, and what you're doing. We will continue to advocate for this specific program. And we are getting some very interesting reinforcements in the change of the role of the pharmacist and the transformation of the role of the pharmacist in our healthcare system. Had an interview earlier that just posted in this past Saturday with the CEO of the APHA, Scott Knorr. Dr. Knorr came on with a fiery tongue against the PBMs and CVS Health specifically. And it was so refreshing to hear a champion that is supposed to be leading our pharmacy industry with a sword in his hand to demand reform, and his backing of his board of directors, Sandra Leal, Teresa Toll, Michael Hoag, Brad Tice, all of these champions in pharmacy are backing him. Things are changing, and it took the grassroots people like Ken Sternfeld to get it going, and now the waters are rushing in, and no rocks and no barriers are going to stop pharmacists now. We're going to flow through the nation. We're going to flow through the world. We're going to change lives together. Pharmacy Podcast Network believes in you. If you want to be part of this change and this transformation, please reach out to us. There's so many things that you could be doing. The role of the pharmacist is there's more opportunity for you now than there's ever been. And I know that there are some listeners right now who are frustrated with their careers. They're frustrated. They feel like you're stuck. You don't have to feel that way. Reach out to us. We care about you. We love you. We want to touch you in a way that's going to help transform the lives of the patients that you're in contact always. So let us know what we can do. But the first thing is to subscribe to this show, share these shows, get it out to other pharmacists, get it out to your employer, share this with the people you care about, and even patients. Patients are intelligent, Ken. That we're in the age of information overload, and everybody has the ability to look up stuff on Google. But Dr. Google is not the way to go. You have to reach out to your pharmacist, your physician, your nurse practitioners, and we're advocating for the pharmacist's role, and we know what they're capable of doing. So thank you for this.
Todd, over 12 years ago, when I interviewed with CVS Health, Dominika Lauterbaum was the supervisor who interviewed me. And I love her because she inspired me. She was a true pharmacist who understood the business of pharmacists, but also the role of the pharmacist, very much an advocate for the people on the bench, and gave me personally the inspiration to be the best pharmacist that I could be in that challenging environment. And we know it's challenging. And I was inspired by her. And I became a Paragon winner 2 years in a row. And I became an emerging leader. And I met Larry Merlo. And I invite Larry Merlo to come on to our show anytime to talk, not to fight. There's no fight in this dog left. It's about how do we change to move forward? How do we change that pharmacist environment so he or she can be a more productive care provider in whatever, in every environment where a pharmacist can touch the patient? So Dominica inspired me in those years. And then, of course, as she moved up the ladder, others came into her role who maybe didn't have that same passion. It's okay. They were doing the best they could. It didn't work. So I decided to really collaborate and find another strategic partner by working with a doctor. And that really is the message that I'd like to leave with our listeners, our subscribers, our partners. And this is something that can be done. This is not rocket science. I'm not the smartest nut in the drawer. I just wanted more. And I really went to my doctor. And my doctor embraced the concept of having a pharmacist. And we created the model where there was no out-of-pocket expense. And we became the perfect combination. It's like a Reese's peanut butter cup, which I think is the greatest invention in the history of the world. There's nothing better than a Reese's. You're putting those two things together. And we really created, Todd, a virtual pharmacy with no inventory, but the knowledge that you have in your brain and the cognitive skills. And it is a paradigm shift. Well, it's shifting again, Todd, with COVID-19. It's shifting more towards education because everyone, I don't think there's 70 million people who have to go back to school. I think there are 300 million. Everyone has to learn how to live in the new COVID world. And we have to be facilitators of solutions. To be a provider, I tell my students every day, the definition of a provider is he or she recognizes the problem and provides the solution. It's not provider status. It's provider action and provider facilitation and implementation. And we take the dream that I read in an article from ASHP 12 years ago about, and I'll share this with you so you could post it, about the dream of this population health for pharmacists who could do everything but the kitchen sink and even help in a pandemic that was written 12 years ago by ASHP, the voice, the governing, you know, entity of our educational platform. Well, today, Todd, 12 years ago, not only do we need it because we are in a pandemic, we have it. But if we don't use it, I would love to be on a call with Dr. Knorr every Saturday morning. With Dominica, I worked 152 out of 156 weekends. I was a weekend warrior. My kids were in school. I will be a weekend warrior as a voice. And let put me on the board. I don't need to be a board. I'll be the director of fun for APHA. Because saving lives is a mission and it's a passion, but it's fun when you help people. So you, Dr. Knorr, who I sent out a message to and reached out to him, the moment he was named in his new position, because that organization needs a Dr. Scott Knorr. They need a voice who's not afraid to follow, but a voice that leads. And I would love to be in this back to school podcast initiative every Saturday with you and have Dr. Knorr talk about how the APHA, the leading association of our industry, is aligned with shifting the paradigm for pharmacists to be care providers. And I'll just be the director of fun because I love doing this. Anyway, that was just my comment.
That's great. Well, you'll check out the show notes. Please keep in touch with us. Ken, thank you always for being a leader of transformation in pharmacy and where we're going, where we are today. Things are different today than they were 2 months, 3 months, even a year ago. So I thank you for that. And in just wrapping up, I'm excited about what's happening. I'm finally seeing that even though we've been chipping away at this rock of status quo, I'm seeing huge chunks of the status quo breaking away. And underneath it, we're seeing this amazing fortitude and component of pharmacists doing what they've been trained to do and practicing at the top of their license. So I thank you.
Thank you, Todd, and thank you for everything you do, and have a great day, a great weekend, and make it a great day and a safer weekend for everybody else by continuing to advocate for the things we need to do for the pandemic and to beat it. I wish you a great week, and you and I will, of course, talk next week on Saturday.
Absolutely. Pharmacist technicians, we love you. We thank you for the support. You are the right hand of the pharmacist. Keep chugging. Keep breaking the records that you're setting as certified pharmacist technicians and the change. And shout out to Jeremy Sasser with his show called On Script, part of our network dedicated to pharmacy technicians and the team at NHA. Thank you so much for everything that you're doing. Pharmacist, we are your champion, your voice. Reach out to us, keep in touch. We know you are the hub of healthcare. We love you and we thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast. We'll be right back.